Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Para, Post Purim, Tafshin Pei Aleph, Lenin Shmi Lunish, my wife's grandmother, Rachel Parabas of Moshe. We'll try to connect a little each word to maybe a little Purim, Parshas Para. Here we go. Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tazvav, Ha'oshi Lo Yarba, Vadal Lo Yamit. Talking about the Mitzvah Machs, the Shekel, says the Yismach Yisrael, the rich, the Pasuk Parshas Pshat, is the rich shouldn't give more than half a Shekel, and the poor shouldn't give less. And says the Yismach Yisrov Alexander Rov, the Alexander Rebbe, Chosen Elena, wants to tell us what's the idea for us. It says, Ha'ashir, when you're Ashir Badas, things are going well in your life, lo yarber. Don't get so gaivadik. Lo taila al dahadaso shu gadovarav. Don't think that you're the best and you're the greatest. Why? Because anyone who grows in their Torah, the greater you are in your learning, the greater you are in your Yiddishkeit, a makom galuza shamtans on masanusa. Gemara says in times about the Rabbonu Sham. Then in your place of greatness, make sure that's a place where you dafka have humility. Ha'ashir lo yarba. Make sure if you're doing well in your Yiddishkeit, you don't get so gaivadik. A malik was all about Ram. A malik is gematria Ram. Rav Short says a malik is the whole essence of what it means to be full of yourself. To think it's all about you. It's a very similar term from the Noam HaMelech. Ha'ashir lo yarba v'ala da'al lo yamin. He says a little same way. Ha'ashir lo yarba. When things are going well, lo yarba. Don't get be like a malik and get arrogant. But he says yeah, v'ada'al lo yamin. At the end of the day, things aren't going well. Perish hadal b'mitzvos. Make sure the Amalek doesn't hit you. Ha'ashir lo yarbe. You don't become an abal gaiva. When things are going hard, things are going well in your life. Ha'ashir lo yarbe. Don't become abal gaiva. V'hadal. When Amalek wants you to give up. You know, who does the Sram tell us that he went after? He went after Shevet Dun, that Rav Shor says. He went after Shevet Dun. Shevet Dun was Nechash Shalom, the Jews that messed up. Amalek went after the Jews in the back. Baderech. But therefore, it says the Maram Lamach, Adal lo yami. Even when things are going hard in your life, lo yisya'ish atma chalila. You have to know that Ribbono Shel Olam is always with you. You need to do your part. So you have to live with that balance, says the Ramach. Ha'ashir lo yarbe, don't get gavidik, Adal lo yami. The Yismach Yisrael says, Ha'ashir bedas, when things are going well, lo yarbe, don't become balgavid, don't be like a malik. And then that's what the Ramach tells us, the second side too. You have to have that balance. You got to live in a balanced life. Ha'ashir lo yarbe, Adal lo yami. You have to make sure our malik doesn't get you in the gavidik, and make sure our malik doesn't make you suffic, matria, to doubt yourself, whether you have shaykhus or the ravonishram, to make sure malik doesn't get you either way, going too great or too down on yourself. You got to live with that balance. You got to live with that machs, that shekel, to realize that you're special, even when things are going hard, that even your half a shekel, low you say, ashras, don't give up on yourself. A beautiful idea from Yisrael. So, now, malik, moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Meshech Chachma. Just a few psukim later, Lamed Yudzayin and Damashal Moshe Lemor. Meshech Chachma says, "Vasitzik Yud Lechosh Yifchan and Lechosh Lerachzo." Vasata also Ben Olam Oev Amayin. Vasata Shama Maim. You should make sure when you're doing Kiddush Yadam Reglam, you're washing your hands and feet. Make sure you should do it in Vasata Shama Maim. Here says the Meshech Chachma. Grammatically, you should have said Vasata Bo Maim. You should do in it. Meaning at the end of the day, you should use the kiyor, the special thing that helps with the washing of your hands and feet. What's Vasata Shama Maim? Once you should have said Vasata Bo in it. Says the Meshcham, a beautiful insight. Really, halachically, daraisa, you don't have to do from the kiyor. It can be called klisheres. It can be for any klisheres. But what is the Bonashim telling us? He's saying, dafka shama, because there's one thing that is ma'akev. It's got to be in the place. It doesn't have to be with the same vehicle. It doesn't have to be with the same kli. It doesn't have to be dafka with the kiyor. But it has to be dafka shama. That the Kiddush Yadayim V'Ragalim has to be in the place between the Ol Moed and the Mizbech. And that's why the Pasuk says, Shama Maim. That the Maim Mechan Yis Rak Shama. That the Kiddush Yadayim, the washing hands and the feet, have to dafka be there. Makam Zeh. The Enul Chan Yis dafka be there. It doesn't have to be dafka with the Kir vessel. And I thought that was a very interesting, obviously, things got to be very interesting. Sometimes people think, oh, it's got to be in a specific place. I got to be in Shana'av to have a great Purim. That's a whole thing, a whole essence. I got to have the Purim that I can be besimcha. The Rav Shor says, if you actually look at the gematria, Rav Purim is gematria 336. So someone says, you know, Mirzov, I can only be besimcha. I can only look for the good in other Jews on Purim. Says Rav Shor, Purim is the whole year. How is your Purim? Like Rav Yitzchak Cohen always says, Shlita from Yeshiva, why you? How is Yom Kippur? I don't know. Ask me in 6 months. Purim, someone asks, has your Purim? Purim's always. Why? So he says, in our calendar, the lunar calendar, 354 days. What are they? You have the 18 days of Yontif. You have the 8 days of Pesach, the 9 days of Sukkot, and the 2 days of Shavuos, the Shalosh Regalim. What's 9 plus 8 plus 2? At the end of the day, that's 19. 19 plus 3, 36, is 354. I guess with Dafka with the one-off. Says of Shor, Purim is 33, 36. Plus the 18 or the 19 days of Yontif throughout the entire year. Purim's never over. Don't say, oh, I can only be... It's exactly the opposite of this Meshach Chacham. This Meshach Chacham is a Dafka b'makom hazeh. That's why you kiddush in Ma'ariv Gan. But maybe you can see the whole essence of a Yid is that, no, you could be a Purim to a Yid even if you're not in that Yerushalayim to the speaks of Purim. That you could take the Purim messages of Purim with you. You could take the whole essence of Purim with you. Like the Imre Emes, we said it earlier tonight. There's no Avdallah by Purim. Why? Because the Torah, we re-accepted the Torah. Torah is l'malim in a teva, and something that's l'malim in a teva, and the davar sof. There's no Avdallah by Purim, because it's all chum and the Purim. Every time you open a sefer, it's Purim. And says the Rav Shor, Purim's Gematria 336, and the Jewish calendar is 354 days. The 18 other days are the days of Daraisa Simcha. But the other days of Purim, it's Ichol Moedig Purim. And our job is not to dafka just to be B'makom. Yes, the Kiddush Adar Me'Avraham had to be the Makom, Shama. It had to be there, Shama, in between the Mizbech and the Oy Moed. But to be a Yid, to be B'simcha, to look for the good in every Jew, to have Achdus, that would take that the entire inch, a beautiful idea from the Shechachma, Rav Shor, and the M.A.M.S. We're going to the number three. At the end of the comes to us with Yismach Moshe, the Talmud of the Chozer of Lublin, Lamed Alf, Tezvav, Sheishes Yom Yeyasem Malachav, Yom HaShish Shabbos, Shabbos on Kodesh LaHashem. At the end of the day, 6 days you should work, 7 days should be Shabbos, their bonus home. Anyone works at Shabbos, most Yumas. Says the Yismach Moshe, 6 days you should work, and the 7th day you shall feel their bonus home. Kasher, what's the pshat? Kasher, b'sheshi me'echol, sheshi yom, zoichem, Shabbos, dovkim, but throughout the 6 days you're looking forward to you being mitzap, Shabbos, be dovet to their bonus home. Then, v'yom ha'shvi, haray Shabbos, mas'alam, he Shabbos, Shabbos. You can't just get to Shabbos, it's gotta be sheshi yom, yasa, malacha. Doesn't just mean work, it means you gotta think about Shabbos all the entire week. Then, when the Jew anticipates Shabbos, you find their bonus throughout the entire week, then you can come to Shabbos, then it's Shabbos, Shabboson, then you can feel their bonus Kedusha. This is exactly what Rav Weinberger actually explains in chapter 16 of Rav Short of Rav Cook's Oros HaTshuva. He says that there's something called higher level tshuva and lower level tshuva. Lower level tshuva is getting to the nitty gritty. The higher level tshuva, you come to Yerushalayim, you come to a place, it's Shabbos. Look at the Chadori, it's all about Yerushalayim. In the words of Rav Short, when on Shabbos a person has gained the exalted perspective of the mountaintop, then during the week he's able to descend to the world below Yerushalayim, to the station of accounts, in a healthy and strong way. He can deal with the reckoning of the 6 days of the week and its particulars. But if on Shabbos a person does not ascend to the mountaintops, but is immersed in newspapers and novels, if he spends Shabbos in the station of reckoning, worrying about his finances, thinking about his sins or problems, then during the week he's unable to manage his affairs in a way that is more conducive to leading a holy life. Yes, there's a time for tshuva of the week. Tshuva for the week is in the particulars. Then on Shabbos, you come to the ultimate tshuva. You feel the Ribbono Shel's love. Like Rav Kluger says, the week is an Ever Hashem. And you come to Shabbos, it's a Ben or Bas of Hashem. You have that dual relationship. It's the Yira of the week and the Ahava Shabbos. The fear of during the week and the love of Shabbos. But it's got to be consistent. And you have the Shesh Yimim Yasim Malacha. The entire week, you're thinking about the Ribbono Shel. Yes, there are different avodas during the week. But obviously, are you looking forward to Shabbos and looking forward to tshuva, looking forward to serving the Ribbono Shel in the weekday way? Then you could feel, then you could come to Shabbos Kodesh. Then you could come to feel that Hava, to feel that Ben status, the Bat status, the Yushalayim status of Shabbos Kodesh. What an incredible insight from the Yismach Moshe and Rav Weinberger explaining from Rav Cook. Moving on to Idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Tver Shlomo. Lamed Beis Tezvav. Vayifen Vayir Moshe Minahar Shninchos Ha'iz Biyado Luchos Ksuvim Mishneh Havreim Mizeh Mizeh Him Ksuvim. Moshe Rabbeinu now comes down from the mountain. He has the Luchos Rishonis in his hands. And Mizeh Mizeh Him Ksuvim. They're written like this and like that. From there, from this and from that, they were written. You know, Chazal tells us that they were written with and inside and out. They looked in the same way, inside and out. But says the Tver Shlomo, a beautiful idea. What does it mean with these words, Mizeh Mizeh Him? From here, from this and from that, they were. Says the Tver Shlomo, Kol Masha Avra Lehem, Kol Masim Shalehem, Hu HaTorah, V'Him Ksuvim, Mechukukim, Be'osir Shav HaTorah. That the Mesir Snevesh of a Jew, of a Tzaddik, of someone who's devoted to the Ribbono Shel, is that everything is Mizeh U'Mizeh. Everything is Kaddosh. Everything is Mesiras Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel. Everything is Mizeh U'Mizeh. Everything is inward and outward. It's a nace. Everything's done with the proper Mesiras Nefesh. Everything's done with the proper outlook and the proper perspective. And at the end of the day, it's Mesiras Nefesh of a Yid. Mizeh U'Mizeh Heim Ksuvim. That inward and outward, like you said last week in the Noma Yemach, that the Tetzapeno, it's got to be Tocho Kaboro. That we talk about the inward and outward's got to be all about chavav, all about the Ribbono Shel. It's got to be real, and maybe that's what we can say. Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer says comes to Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah, we know Chazal tells that the Maisa, that the Cheda Eagle, How did the chet of the golden calf get fixed by the parah aduma? The parah aduma, because what happened to Ma'aseh Eagle? It was a lack of bitachon. It was a lack of amuna. We didn't know where Moshe Rabbeinu was, and we had to make an eagle. Then Davka, with the same thing, we make a parah aduma. It says like Saf Sofer in Parshas Chukas. When we dafka do the paraduma, and we are moister nefesh for the bonosham, we don't have the paraduma nowadays, but you believe in the paraduma. We don't know what the reason is, but it's a chok, and we believe in the chok, we believe in the bonosham told us that in itself is metakin the chede ego. Because the chede ego, we had to believe, we had to know exactly what everything where Moshe Rabbeinu was. It was a lack of bitachon, it was a lack of mysterious nefesh. Says the Ksav Sofer, Rak Mishum Sheparaduma, he chok. Or is it mechaper chede ego? At the end of the day, because paraduma is a chok, something we don't understand, that is dafka what's mechaper and the chede ego. And that's mesiris nefesh. I mean, that's mizeo mizeh heim ksuvim. The tzaddik is mesiris nefesh for their bonosham. Mizeo mizam heim ksuvim. That their Torah, their Masa Toma is always for their bonosham. And our mesiris nefesh, and our munu bitachon, even when things look hard, it's Miguel's Esther out there. It's Esther Anochi Aster Pana. It's been a very hard year. It's been a 1 year anniversary from this whole COVID, and a lot of families struggled and still struggling. And that only the bonosham knows. But we need to plug through with mesiris nefesh, with the munu bitachon. And not get cut off in the eagle azovs of this year, but to be able to plow through with the paraduma, with emuna, bitachon, blind faith, and simple bitachon, and our devotion and connection to the Bon Shom. What a beautiful idea from the Tefer Shlomo, from the Ksav Sofer. Moving on to the fifth and final idea. Dina Rav comes with Meir Shiloh. It was worth it to listen to the Shia just for this. I don't say that often, but Rav Kluger says this Ishbitzer, it's so beautiful. So Moshe made a dalens for Kaddish, for Klai, so to be forgiven. The last pasuk in Revi. As he wrote his copy, Varisius Achorev, Havanai Lo Hiro. The Bon Shom says, I'm going to give you tshuva. I mean, and you'll see my back, but you won't see my front. You won't see my front. We know the Chazal tells us we saw Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kesher Shatzvil Nebar Gemar Brachas Zayman Af. What does this mean that we're not going to see the Boshem's front? Says the Meir Shiloh. Hainu, excuse me. The Rebbe Hashem is saying that they were ultimately connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ishbitzer, a Jew is no matter what a Jew, and no matter what, we have the eternal connection. Ufanai lo yero, yes. Ufanai lo yero, you won't see my face. You won't see my front. You won't see my front. But I'll always be with you, no matter what. Don't listen to the Amalek who's going to say, oh, the Rabbanu Shalom is giving up on you. Suffolk, Amalek is going to match you down. No. It's in the past. At the end of the day, the Ishbitzer says, don't look at something that happened. That's going to chasram is going to break our. We have an internal connection. We have the ultimate connection, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, if I'm not loyal, you won't see my front. But you will see my back. And you will see my back means we have the ultimate connection to the Rabbanu Shalom. We have the always, we can never give up. We never give up on ourselves. Never give up on our connection to the Rabbanu Shalom. Because the lave of Hashem Yisbach, Shalem Im Yisrael. And he quotes Gemara Mach Zayin Amar Alf, Amar Bekiva Ilo Ayisi B'Sanhedrin, Lohaya Negra Adam Ha'olam. If I was in the Sanhedrin, no one would ever be killed. Lefi Shara, Ki Tomin Levi Kadosh Baruch Hashem Im Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva would ask questions to all the witnesses. To be able to say, make sure, did you really see? Because Rabbi Kiva was someone who saw with the Kadosh Baruch Hu took eyes that the lave of Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly with Klai Yisrael. And the Malik was the Suffolk. He tries to get us to think that at the end of the day, if you're Nechashalim Badarach, you're the ones who messed up. They're the Jews that Amalek attacks? No. Amalek is Gemach Yisufik. We have to remember this Torah from the Ishbitzer. We have the exceptional internal connection, the eternal connection that no Amalek, no Haman, no Hitler could ever take away from us. We are ultimately interconnected to the Rabbanu Shalom. No matter what we do, we are always connected. We could always return to the Rabbanu Shalom. What an incredible day from Rav Kluger quoted in Yichud Shabbos from the Ishbitzer on this week's Parsha, Mei Shiloch, and of sure, let's just review these five ideas. You said Torah for the Yismach Yisrael. Yismach Yisrael, Ha'ashir Lo Yarbe. Things are going well, Lo Yarbe. Don't become such a Baal Das. You're such a Rebbe. You're such a Godel. You make sure you have to be Beshivos too. The Ra'am Malach says something very simple. Similar, Ha'ashir Lo Yarbe. Things are going well, Lo Yarbe. Don't become Baal Gaiva. V'hadar Lo Yamit. But things are going hard, Lo Yamit. Don't give up on yourself. Ain't Shri Mesh, but you gotta live with that balance. Meshach Chachma, we said by the Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim, Lamin Yiches, Vesat Shama Maim. Just really say, Vesat Bo Maim. You should Dafka with the Kiyur. So the Meshach Chachma, we learn from here that no, Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim, washing the hands and the feet didn't have to Dafka with the Kiyur, but but it did have to be in between the Almor and the Mizbech. It had to be Dafka there. And then we said the opposite of that when it comes to Perm. Rav Shor says, don't think that Perm is a one day or 2 days a year. It's Lo Yav Mitocha Yehudim, the Pasuk says in Perek Tes Megillas Esther. Perm is Gematria 336, plus the 18 or 19 days of Yontif, right? The days of Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos, those are the days of Simcha, because throughout the entire year, there's Perm, or there's Daraisa Perm, or there's Daraisa Simcha, but the entire year, we can take those lessons. The Dafka don't have to be in a specific place, Shana Alf in Yerushalayim, to be a Perm the Gayid. We can live Perm, even not on the ultimate quote date Yud Dal or Tesvav of other, to take the Bonsham Mechol Makam, where we go, a beautiful idea from Nachar Chachma and Rav Shor. The third idea is Hefer Yisbach Moshe, a Dafka Tamir of the Chozer, Sheshazel Miyasa, Malach of Yimashvi, because the Dafka can't just come to Shabbos Kodesh to fill their Bonsham. The whole 6 days you're looking for their Bonsham. That's what Rav Aimer explained from Rav Kook. There's two types of Chuvah, the Chuvah of the week, the Chuvah of the particulars, the Chuvah of Yira, of an Evid. You're going through the Chuvah of the details. Come to Shabbos, you come to Yishalayim, come to Ahav, you come to Ben, you see the ultimate Ahav, the internal connection of the Chassan and Kala relationship between us and the Borsham. But you have to have that balance, the Evid during the week, the Chuvah of Yira during the week, then you come to the Chuvah Ahava of Shabbos. A beautiful idea of the Yisach Moshe and Rav Kook, explained by Rav Aimer. The fourth idea was said from the Tefer Shlomo. Tefer Shlomo says, Mizeo mi said him kis kisuvim. Now from this side and from that side they were both written. You know, Chazal says they looked like the same on each side. The Mesiris Nefesh says the each one of the Tefer Shlomo says that the Talmud, the Talmud Chacham, the Tzaddik connects to the Bor Shem and anything and everything, and the whole essence one is chukukukukim behem. They're one mash and the mamash chukuk, the luchos are mamash in a yid. And maybe you can say that's like Saf Sofer. It says the Chazal tells that the tikkun of the Chede Egel was dafka the paradum, because Chede Egel we had a lack of bitachon. And it comes along the paraduma. That's exactly Muna Bitachon. We all understand that the mitzvah of Muna Bitachon, mysterious nefesh, that is the one that is Metachon Chede Egel. For the final, yeah, the internal connection is never broken, says Meir Shalach. Fanai lo yero, yeah, you won't see my face. But you will see my back. Never forget that internal connection. The Gemara and Bracha says, I'm off. We saw the kesher of Chodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin, Moshe Bin Yisrael. And each and every year, you have to know that Shalom Levi Chodesh Baruch Hu in Yisrael. The Jew is constantly connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Rabbi Akiva told, Kiva said in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Gemara and Makkos, that at the end of the day, if he was to be on the Sanhedrin, no one would ever be accused, because he would be able to ask specific questions. But the panemius of that Gemara is that Rabbi Akiva lived with the Ribbono Shel Olam, like, Ki Tom Levi Chodesh Baruch Hu Shalom Yisrael. Chodesh Baruch Hu always has an eternal love, that eternal bond and connection to Klai Yisrael. We must never forget that Rav Sezer of Shore, that dafka, the one dafka for the Jews, the Shevet Dan, Amalek. Amalek is Gematria Sufik to make us doubt that eternal connection. With, remember, the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us no matter what we do. We always have that special bond. So to take these ideas, these Nach Yisrael, Meshacham, the ones ideas of Anova, B'chol Makom, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, take these ideas of Shabbos, to be able to connect, to look forward to Shabbos throughout the week, to have Shabbos Kiddush, to understand the Mesir Snevesh, the Moon of Bitachon from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the eternal connection we had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.